Ukraine's opposition is preparing for the biggest anti-government protest in years, despite pledges by authorities to prosecute those responsible for a previous bloody police crackdown on demonstrators. Sunday's rally in the capital, Kiev, follows tense roundtable talks between the opposition and president, who has been criticized for refusing to sign a key integration treaty with the European Union. Stefan Boss reports.
Ukrainian authorities on Saturday conceded to one of the demands of weeks-long protests gripping the capital, Kiev. They launched an investigation against four top officials and suspended two of them over the violent police response to a small protest last month. Additionally, a Ukrainian court freed nine people detained during the bloody clashes between pro-EU protesters and security forces. The pro-Western demonstrations were sparked by President Viktor Yanukovych's decision to back away from signing the European Union Association Agreement and instead turning towards Russia. Protesters have also demanded Yanukovych's ouster and early elections. On Sunday, prominent U.S. Senators John McCain and Chris Murphy are expected to attend what organizers hope will be the largest anti-government rally since Ukraine's Orange Revolution in 2004. Opposition leader and boxing champion Vitaly Klitschko said Sunday's protest in Kiev's independent square follows a disappointing roundtable meeting with the embattled president. Klitschko is not satisfied with the talk, saying there was no decision on any of the opposition's key demands. Klitschko adds many people should join the protest to pressure the government. Ukraine's leadership should listen to its people. While meeting the opposition, President Yanukovych tried to blame officials who prepared the EU deal, saying they may lose their jobs. Yanukovych announced an investigation on how the association agreement was prepared, saying those responsible will be disbarred at the very least and later may even be fired. Yet the president has many supporters. Hundreds of thousands of people from across this sharply divided former Soviet nation are to attend rifle rallies in Kiev, with gatherings supporting and opposing Yanukovych happening just a few hundred meters apart in the capital. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.